USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump took to Twitter to tout his sanctions that he slapped on Iran at midnight, calling them the most biting sanctions ever imposed. The president also called on other nations to join in the economic pressure. Congressman Ted Yoho shares the effects he believes the sanctions will have.
I think the effect you're going to see is that Iran will come and start negotiating in good faith. You know, that's something they've never done. I was there when John Kerry came in and we were talking about this deal. This was a very bad deal from the get-go, and I stand with President Trump to get rid of this deal and have it renegotiated.
Today, the Mendocino Fire in Northern California became the largest wildfire in state history and has scorched over 450 square miles of land. The fire is just over 40% contained, but this lady says it's still a very sad situation.
Devastating. It's really devastating to see. And so many people lost their homes in the back.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra-long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Older Americans are increasingly turning to bankruptcy. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes takes a closer look.
Reduced income, increased health care costs, and a lack of savings. All of the issues combined are fueling the increase in bankruptcy filings by older Americans. That's according to new research from the Consumer Bankruptcy Project, showing that those over 65 are filing for bankruptcy at a rate three times more than 30 years ago, and those nearing retirement age are also filing for bankruptcy in much larger numbers.
Voters in five states will head to the polls today. The most heated race to watch is a special election in Ohio's 12th congressional district, where a Democrat hasn't won since the 1980s. Former Godfather's Pizza CEO Herman Cain shares what he believes the Democrats will be running on this year.
They're going to try to sell this idea of free stuff, but the American people are waking up. Socialism has never worked in the history of man.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson is sticking by Mayor Rahm Emanuel in Chicago to deliver a message to the residents of the city. Basically, he's saying, step up. Everyone needs to step up and protect our city. Meanwhile, former NYPD Police Commissioner Ray Kelly shares how he believes guns are ending up in Chicago.
Indiana for Chicago is a big problem. But guns here in New York, 90% of the guns confiscated here come from out of state. They come from the South, as they call it, the I-95 pipeline, Virginia, West Virginia, Florida. Guns are coming out. It's easier to buy guns in these other states than it is in New York and it is in Chicago. Chicago has some very strict laws, but no, the guns are still coming in great numbers.
Kelly also shares now what you're seeing from the police departments as the violence increases.
That's true. So what you see is departments becoming a lot more reactive and not proactive. Things that have driven crime down successfully in the past, in the 90s and 2000s, just are not being used, certainly not being used to the extent they should be. It should be a natural occurrence. In other words, police see suspicious activity, you get out and you engage. That's not happening.
Yeah.
They're holding back.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. And finally, it was back on this date in 1997 when country music star Garth Brooks held a concert in New York City's Central Park that drew over 100,000 people. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.